It is one of the most beautiful, ecologically diverse, and wild places in North America. The largest remaining undisturbed old-growth and temperate rainforests in the Northwest are found there, along with migrating salmon, jagged glacier-capped peaks, and the largest section of wilderness coast in the lower 48 states. In a word, Olympic National Park in the northwest corner of the state of Washington is rugged. It is a place that can be unforgiving for people not prepared for its ruggedness, its sudden climate changes, or its many potential pitfalls like wild animals, steep cliffs, and boulder-filled creeks and rivers. Today, we have quite a story to tell. A story of arrogance and a story of survival. For 11 days in September 2000, I visited the park for my annual soul-searching backpacking trip. Armed with excellent gear and respect for the park's ruggedness, I spent 5 days longer than I had intended and seriously pondered the possibility of not seeing my soulmate, daughter, friends, co-workers, or family ever again. Thanks to the expert investigation skills of rangers from the National Park Service, I have the opportunity to tell my story and hopefully help you avoid a potential life-threatening situation in the wilderness. Our guests today are the Public Information Officer of Olympic National Park, Barb Maines, and Ranger Dan Pomprian, a Lake District Ranger and the leader of the investigation that, to everyone's relief, was successful. Dan, Barb, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am to you both for your amazing work and for the fact that we're sitting here in this studio doing this interview, because it could have turned out much differently, as you, too, are both very well aware. So, again, my most humble thanks to you both for your great work.
You're most welcome.
Now, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with Olympic National Park? Why don't you each tell us how long you've worked there, and why don't we start with that? How long have you worked at the park, Barb?
Well, I've worked at Olympic for 12 years, which is quite a bit longer than I thought I'd be there when I first arrived, but it's been a great place to be.
Where did you come from?
Well, I came directly right before I was here. I came from a little place called Prince William Forest Park, which is actually a part of the National Park System, but nobody's ever heard of it. It's outside of Washington, D.C., about 30 miles. Most of my time prior to that had been in big Western wilderness parks, though, so I was ready to get back to a park like Olympic.
Yeah, and where'd you grow up?
In New Jersey, Northwest New Jersey.
Yeah, and Dan, you're from Maine originally?
Originally from Maine, yes.
Yeah, so there's some pretty rugged areas in Maine, too.
I was a guide, registered guide in the state of Maine when I was in college, and gathered a lot of experience in the backcountry.
Yeah. And tell us about that. How do you find yourself working as rangers? Well, how did that become your life's work? Was there an event in your youth where you thought, man, to be paid to work outdoors, that's the life for me?
That's it. I could get paid to work in the outdoors. That's the key right there.
Yeah. When did you know that?
I think for me, it probably happened in the 7th, 8th, 9th grade. Hiking, backpacking in the state of Maine. My dad used to take us out. He was an avid outdoorsman himself.
Excellent.
And for me, when I was 13, my parents and I always went on camping trips every summer. And when I was 13, we took a big trip out to the west, and I met a couple rangers in Carlsbad Caverns National Park and at Grand Canyon. And I'm sure I just pestered the heck out of them with my questions, but after a couple weeks, I decided I wanted to grow up and be just like them.
Excellent. You know, I was 13 or 14 when I realized I wanted to be in radio. I saw a guy who had some cutouts, you know, the records where they cut the corners off them. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, huh? Why is the corner cut off? Oh, that's because he works at the radio station and he gets them free. And I thought, free records? Hey, radio's the business for me. So that's interesting to hear the story. Tell us about your favorite parts of the park. Why don't you start, Barb?
Oh, yeah, there are lots of them. It's hard to pick out. I spent a lot of time working up at Hurricane Ridge, and I think that my favorite, Hurricane is a great place at certain times of the day. I like to be up there in the early morning before a lot of people are there.
Right.
And it's great shadows, and the light is perfect.
Do you think Sound of Music when you look over that range? I mean, that's what I think when I'm there.
Yeah, especially in the wildflowers. It's a great place. And the Elwha, I love going, that's kind of my annual pilgrimage spot, is to walk up the Elwha Trail for a couple miles.
Excellent.
I think my favorite place is probably Low Divide. High Divide is a great place, as you well. You've been there. You've seen the High Divide, a remarkable place. But Low Divide is dead smack in the middle of the park. And from Low Divide and the surrounding peaks up there, as far as the eye can see, it's wilderness, and it's a remarkable place.
And describe it for someone who's never been to the Northwest, for example.
Well, Low Divide is a little valley between two peaks, Mount Seattle, Mount Christie.
Which are how, about 6,000?
About 6,000 feet in elevation. They have snow on them most of the year. Mount Christie has a permanent glacier on it, and I spent my 40th birthday on the summit of Mount Christie. So there's kind of a spiritual connection there for me on the summit of Mount Christie. Special place.